Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43. Right. For a few moments, let's meditate on God's holy word. Could have a yes, let's go. Maybe you can give us a King James version, New King James, right? Isaiah 43 verses 19. Great. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you know it? I will make even a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That word is like very difficult, eh? Because there's also desert. Yeah. So when you're not good at English, it can be very confusing. But brothers and sisters, the scripture is so clear. Behold, I'll do a new thing. But if we just read verse number 18, if you can put it in, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. I want you to, for a few moments, stay with me, track with me this morning. Just connect and hear what God is saying to you in your particular situation, your particular circumstance, in your family, and where you find yourself today. This is the context of the story, is that the children of Israel are in Babylonian captivity. They are in captivity and about to leave. They're in captivity and about to leave. It's a place of, this is a place of transition. And God says to them, forget. In verse number 18, he says, forget the past. He says, don't think about the past. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Sometimes when you've gone through difficult phases in your life, when you've gone through a difficult passage, when days have been dark, dreary, times have been tough. You've shed tears. You've bleeding blood. It's been brutal. Sometimes it seems like you've been all alone, abandoned by everybody, rejected by even your own. How many of you have been like that? Where sometimes you think even your own, listen, sometimes it's your own flesh and blood. Sometimes it's your parents that you feel have abandoned you, have rejected you. Sometimes it's your children, a son, daughter, or many children, or grandchildren. Sometimes it's your brothers or your sisters. Sometimes it's your employees or your management that have it may be true, it may be deliberate, or it was just unconscious. It's a perception in your mind. Sometimes it's real, right? Sometimes it's a perception in your mind. It's a fantasy created in your mind. It's not real. It's a fantasy of your own making. The Bible says, do not remember that past. Verse number 18. It says, do not remember that past. Isaiah 43 and verse number 18. It says, do not forget what happened long ago. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Sometimes, in this particular context, it's Babylonian captivity for the children of God. But for you, I don't know where you are right now. I can't know everybody, right? I know of some things that are happening, but I don't know everything. And we have our own context. We have our own circumstances. We have our own conditions imposed on us from outside, sometimes created by us. We are sometimes creating our own storms. We are sometimes creating our own problems. But listen to me. Wherever you are, hear what God says to you. Forget it. Are you listening to me? You are in a place of transition. Forget it! Sometimes we are trapped by our own pity party. Sometimes we become prisoners of our own pain. And all of us, every human being, I can't imagine any human being who has never been to a period of suffering. I can't think of one person that I know that has had life so easy from the day they were born. All of us have had disappointment. Somebody say disappointment. We've all been through disappointment. From the day I've been born, I was disappointed. We've all had issues of rejection. Somebody didn't like us. Somebody said evil things about us. So what? So what? Are you the only person since God created human beings that has been rejected? Are you the only one? Are you the only one? Let me ask it one more time. Are you the only one? If you are the only one, then you must be Jesus. Because he is the only one. He is the sent one. Are you listening to me? And so, the scripture says, forget it. Forget it. Embrace a new future. You're in a place of transition. You cannot be trapped by the pain of the past. You cannot become a prisoner of your own making. Sometimes it's real. I'm not saying things that have happened in our lives are all fantasy. But sometimes it's in the realm of the fantasy. We make up our own things in our brain. And your brain is a multifaceted, immense instrument. This computer called the brain, it can picture things. It can store things. You know, a little bump. Listen to me. A little bump. You can have a pain on the side of your foot. And when you get to bed and get up in the morning, you could dream that it's cancerous. Because you heard a story once of how a famous person bumped their small toe. And when they got up in the morning and went to the doctor said, it's cancer. Now you think you are that famous person. Your brain has conjured it up. You worked it up. The whole night you are sweating, perspiring, dreaming. It's not real. You just got bumped. It's in your brain. And now whatever is in your brain is manifesting in your spirit, is manifesting in your body. Are you listening to me? The brain is a funny thing. I can remember once Rowena had gone to Durban, and Dad was sick, and I stayed at home by myself. I don't like staying at home by myself. I can't listen, I'll tell you. I'm not scared. Don't get that idea in your head. I'm not scared. I'm extremely fearful. And so I'm at home, and I couldn't sleep. So I started to read and read. I put the lights on, then I put it off. Then I said, this is very, I'm reading and I'm making myself tired because I want to sleep. Then I turned over and put the lights off. Then I heard a sound. I said, no, it's nothing. I denied that it was a sound. It's nothing. Then I heard another sound. Then, you know how your antennas, everything is heightened. Then I heard more sounds. It's like somebody was walking on the roof. And in the next half an hour, I'll tell you what, I was perspiring because thinking I'm all by myself. The phone is in the office. By the time I opened the door, opened the gate, they could be waiting for me in the passage. Now I'm perspiring. I'm perspiring. I took the blanket off. Obviously, there's a sheet underneath the blanket. So I have the sheet to cover me. I'm feeling cold and perspiring. Are you listening? Because when your brain goes into overdrive, it conjures up things. It makes up things. It manufactures. It creates, because this is a high creative center. It has command and control. And so, I finally relaxed. Then I realized there was a wind blowing outside. And we have trees that are close to our roof. So whenever the wind was blowing, the trees, you know, were close to our roof. And so it has this, creates this impression. If you want the impression to be created, there are people walking on our roof. And listen, the trap door is near our bedroom. So that's what I was worried about. The trap door is right there. If somebody came on the roof, they could come through. They could. Oh, I saw them take the tiles off once. You know, when they were doing the Giza. They took the tiles off. And they came through the roof and took the geyser out of the roof. And the trap door is right there. Are you listening? Multiples of things went through my brain that almost paralyzed me. You know, I was paralyzed. If somebody really came, they would have found me. They would have found me. All surrendered. Because of fantasy, creativity in the brain. Listen, you cannot be trapped by the pain of your past. You cannot be trapped by the disappointment of your past. You cannot become a prisoner of every person that rejected you. Jesus says, the Bible says, forget it. In the New King James, what does it say in the New King James? 43 verse 18. Let me say it like the King James Version says it. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Here God was talking to the children of Israel. Babylonian captivity. You see, sometimes when you're in Babylonian captivity, unfortunately, when they decided to leave Babylonian captivity, not everybody wanted to return. Not everybody. Because captivity, you know, when you become a captive, it's called the Stockholm syndrome. Like when you become, you know, like somebody hijacks you, like people in the Middle East get become prisoners. What do you call them? No, not prisoners of war. You know, like the South Africans, they've been. Sorry. When you're taken hostage, kidnapped. When you're taken hostage, I'm talking about that particular context. So you stay with your captors for maybe 6 months or a year, 2 years. It's called the Stockholm syndrome. Yeah, I know. I'm a psychologist. So what eventually happens after a period of time, if your captors keep speaking to you, keep speaking into your life, into your spirit, their spirit is speaking into your spirit. And this is where the action is. Your spirit is everything that you can't see. Your spirit is made up of your heart and your brain. And so if they keep speaking to you, you stay for 6 months, you stay for a year, stay for 2 years, you identify with your captors. Actually, you end up loving them. You see their point of view and you like it. You're no more a hostage to the whole world. CNN, Al Jazeera, BBC, ANN 7. I mean, not so sorry, not ANN 7. They can't do that kind of reporting. Everybody knows that you are there against your will and you are being treated badly. Your family are missing you, except you. You're now eating their food. And you're saying, yeah, when I get out, I'll kill all of those Americans. Stockholm syndrome. Recently, we had a fellow from our country. He was in Mali, I think, for about 5-6 years. He became a Muslim after staying with his captors. Because you identify with your captor. You become one with them. And same with the children of Israel. After many years of being in Babylonian captivity, they didn't want to return home. They refused. They said, hey guys, y'all leave. We love the stuff here. We're staying behind. But how can you sing the Lord's song? What? In a strange land. How can you sing the Lord's song in a strange land? By the rivers of Babylon. You remember that song? Boney M. By the rivers of Babylon. I can sing better than Pastor Kotso. I got rhythm, man. You see, how can you sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How can you sing the Lord's song in a strange land? What's the Lord's song? The Lord's song is a song of prophecy. It has prophetic intent. The Lord's song is a song of joy. The Lord's song is a song of deliverance. The Lord's song is a song of peace. The Lord's song is the shalom of the Lord. The peace that prevails even in spite of everything I've been in, I've been through. The Lord's song prevails. You can't sing the Lord's song in a strange land. You can't sing the Lord's song in a land of rejection. You can't sing the Lord's song in a land of pain. You can't sing the Lord's song in the land of disappointment. That's why the scriptures say in Isaiah 43, verse number 18, What does it say? Read it with me. What does it say? It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Are you listening? Do not consider the former things, nor the things of old, the former and the old. Do not consider it. That means do not concentrate on it. Do not focus all of your attention on it. They say where the attention goes, that's where the power flows. Are you listening? Where your attention goes, that's where the power flows. And you wonder why you're weak? Because the power has left you. You wonder why you are more disappointed? Because where your attention goes, that's where the power flows. Are you listening to me this morning? You cannot, we have to get out of the stuff from the past. I don't know what's your past. You've been broken by stuff. And each one of us are unique in that. Your levels of intensity of pain, of suffering, of disappointment, of rejection, whatever it is, will differ. And yours always is, because we can't know everything, yours will have the highest level of intensity. Yours will have the highest degree of pain. But listen, the Lord says to you this morning, remember not the former things, nor the things of old. Because behold, somebody say behold, verse number 19, Isaiah 43, verse number 19. It says behold. I want you to shout behold. Come on, I want you to say it one more time. Say behold. Say it one more time like you mean it. Say behold. Tell your neighbor on the left and the right, behold. You have to say it two times, huh? Behold. Listen, that word behold is the Hebrew word kazah. C-H-A-Z-A-H. C-H-A-Z-A-H. Kazah. C-H in Hebrew is pronounced K. Kazah. It's the Hebrew word kazah. Everybody say kazah. That word means to see. It means to have perception. It means to have inner vision. It means to see with accuracy and to hear with accuracy. It means to understand prophetic intent. It means to act with godly intelligence. Somebody say intelligence. Intelligence. It means there's godly intelligence. Understand it. Work with godly intelligence. Understand the whole array of intelligence. Godly, divine intelligence. It means to have inner vision. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know the word behold means to comprehend God's way and His will through His word. Are you listening? That word behold means to comprehend God's way, God's will, through God's word. Let me say it one more time. That word behold means to comprehend God's will and God's way through His word, God's word. That word beold means to align yourself with everything that the eternal heavens has in store for you. That word beold means that we now have the ability to hear clearly and see clearly. It means, that word beold means that all the decisions we now make, we make to please God. We have no desire to please ourselves, no desire to please our family. We have no desire to please our boss until the only desire we have is to please him. Are you listening to me this morning? That's the word beold. Beold means bringing you to attention, bringing your family to attention, bringing your marriage to attention, bringing everything that is within you to attention until you only please God. Until you only exalt him. Until you only glorify him. That word beold means that you understand the prophetic array of God's speaking. That means God has prophetic intent. He has a destiny for your life. God has a plan for your life. According to the book of Jeremiah 33, God says, I have plans for your life. My plan is not to harm you. My plan is not to hurt you. My plan is for you to have peace. My plan is for you to prosper. My plan is for you to progress. When you see behold in the Bible, it means all of that. Behold. Are you listening to me? Behold. You come into alignment with the heavens because you're now comprehending what the heavens is saying because you're collecting to divine intelligence. Everybody's okay? If you're okay, somebody say yes. And so this morning, I want you to know what you behold, you become. Is that true? I said that before. What you behold, you become. The more you understand divine intelligence, the more you understand who God is, the more you begin to please him, you become like him. You become like him. So behold. You know, it's amazing. You'll see that word behold right through the Bible. And it means all the things I told you. Coming into alignment, understanding divine intelligence, hearing accurately, seeing accurately, having an inner perception, inner vision that connects with God's vision, having sight of God and what he is doing. It's used repeatedly right through the scriptures. I'll give you one more time where it's used. It's the River Jordan. John the Baptist is at the place. And there's a man that walks towards the river. And John, whom Jesus, the scriptures say, is the greatest born of woman. John says, behold. Did you see it? Behold. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Prophetic intent, divine intelligence, alignment with the heavens. Are you listening to me this morning? Attention! Attention! Planet Earth, he has arrived. The chosen one, the anointed one, the special one, the sent one. The Christ. Behold. Are you listening? Behold. Behold. So let's read further and then get over with this morning, right? Okay, it says, behold, Isaiah 43, verse number 19. I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says it's new. That word new is an amazing word. It means unprecedented. Unprecedented. Somebody say unprecedented. It's unprecedented. It's never been done before. It'll never be done again, like the way God's going to do it now. And so you've been through struggle. You've been through pain. You've been through disappointment. You've been through rejection. You've been through every negative possible. And the Bible says, remember not the former things, or the things of old, the things from the past. He's saying to you, new. Behold, I will do a new thing. New. Somebody say new. Isn't that amazing? Brothers and sisters, the new, the thing about the new is that it is hidden. God reveals it. Are you listening to me? God reveals it. You're saying, so where is the new thing? Relax. God is about to reveal it. God is about to reveal it. There's two, you know, lovely words for new in the Greek. One, well, there are multiples of words, but in the Bible there are two commonly used words. It's the word neos. N-E-O-S, new. But the word that is used here is the word that is commonly used through the scriptures. It's the word kainos, K-A-N-O-S. Well, neos, when we say new, like that word will get, like the word novice as a root word, neos, new. It's new in the sense of time, sequential time. It's new. So now we're at 10 o'clock. At 10:01, time is new. Do you understand? Now we had biryani last night at the wedding. Now we're having bacon and eggs and Eisbein and sauerkraut and burritos for breakfast. Whatever, whatever. It's new. First time I had burrito. It's new. Do you understand? New in time. Are you listening to me? Okay, okay, okay. Let me get down to you. The first time I've used an Armani suit. It's new. New in time. Are you listening to me? New in time. The first time you drove a Ferrari. It's new in time. You've never driven a Ferrari before. Now you was in Dubai. You went to the Ferrari world. You understand? First time, first in time. But the word, that's the word neos. But the word kainos, this is talking about kainos. It's talking about new in nature, new in character, new in essence. It's better than the old. It is superior. Are you listening to me this morning? God is saying that he's about to do something that is new in nature, new in character, new in essence, new in spirit. It is superior to the former things. It is better than what has gone on before. It is different. It's different from usual. It's a new normal. Are you listening to me, brothers and sisters? Why would you say no to it? Why would you say, I'm not going to... Why would you be trapped by the past? Why would you not say, yes, Lord? If it's new, if it's from you, I'm with you. I'm moving forward rather than focusing, giving my attention to the past. The Bible says lots of things about new. Ezekiel said, God will give us new heart, a new heart, and a new spirit. When we say new heart, new spirit. Jeremiah talks about new covenant. God will establish a new covenant. Isaiah talked about a new name. Revelation talks about a new age. Paul talked about a new creation, a new Adam. Christ is a new Adam, the last Adam, or the second Adam. New Adam, and we are a new creation in Christ. The book of Revelation will talk about new heaven and a new earth, new Jerusalem, that we'll have a new name, that we'll sing a new song. Are you listening to me? Are you understanding God's prophetic intent? How he aligns us to the heavens, to the eternal? Are you understanding prophetic divine intelligence? Are you connecting to divine intelligence rather than earthly foolishness? Divine intelligence, connect with that. And it says that it will spring forth. Somebody say spring forth. Isaiah 43 verse 19. It says, it uses the word spring forth. Somebody say spring forth. Now it shall spring forth. Now it shall spring forth. That word, when it says spring forth, the imagery behind that word is it's like a germinating herb. A beautiful, stunning image of the silent but certain gradual growth of events according to God's providence and his provision. It's there. It's about to spring forth. It's quiet. It's a gradual process. God's revealing it, and God is unfolding it. You know, if you have herbs or anything growing in the garden, it's not like you plant, dhania seeds today, then in the morning you go and look there, so much of dhania. No. It's there, it's growing, right? It's there. It's silent. It doesn't have drums. Okay, drum roll. Day one of dhania seeds. No. It's growing. It's there. It's springing forth. Are you listening to me? That's the word. That's the imagery behind the word. It's springing. Now it springs forth. God is, you know, when God is about to do something new, it's quiet, it's gradual, but it's certain. I want you to know it's certain. Somebody say it's certain. It's certain. And God, the Bible says, he makes all things what? Beautiful in its time. I want you to know that. You know all of the pain of the past, all of your suffering, all of your struggle. Listen, God is about to do something new. I want you to hear me this morning. All of your pain, you've been through pain. You know, there's an old African-American spiritual song. It's a Negro spiritual. How many of you know the song that I'm talking about? Nobody knows. You know? Nobody knows. I can't sing it like they sing it. You don't even try, bro. Brothers and sisters, nobody knows what you've been through. Is that true? It's always true. Nobody knows. I cannot know. You also don't know. Because you've been through so much. But I'll tell you what. There's somebody that knows. Only God our Father knows. And the Bible says He knows my name. Even before I was born, even before I was formed in my mother's womb, God knew me. God knows. I want you to say God knows. I want you to know this morning that God knows. Where was He when I went through all of that pain? Where was He when I struggled? Where was He when I was rejected? Listen to me, brothers and sisters. He was always with you. He promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. He's always with you. He is the God that is forever present. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is always present. He's always there. He is there all the time. He's there all the time. And so, I want you to know this morning that God is silently at work. It's about to spring forth. It's about to spring forth. Somebody shout, spring forth. Brothers and sisters, God is preparing a way for every believer and every follower of Christ. God prepares the way for our migration. Every pilgrim, every traveler in Christ, if you connect to Him, He is preparing the way forward. He is the only one who can connect our past with our present and our present with our future. Are you listening to me? He is the only one who can connect our future to our present and our present to the past. He is the only one who can connect our present to the past and our past to the future. Are you listening to me this morning? How many of you are listening to me? Somebody shout amen. Amen. And so if you are listening to me this morning, God is about to do something. I want to say to you this morning, do not make the past the measure for your future. Are you listening? If you remember, you can forget everything else. The story I told you about how I was frightened and sleeping by myself. Forget that. Forget the former things. But don't forget what I told you this morning. Do not make the past the measure for your future. Are you listening? Do not make the past the measure for your future. I'll say it one more time. Do not make your past the measure for your future, because God is releasing a new thing. God is releasing a new thing. Do not listen to the voice of fear. Do not listen to the voice of uncertainty. Do not listen to the voice of negativity. Do not listen to the voice of apprehension. Do not listen to the voices that speak to you from the past. Do not listen to the voices that speak to you from your oppression. Do not listen to the voices that speak to you from your struggle. Do not listen to the voices that speak to you from your pain. Do not make the past the measure for your future. Because God is about to do something new. How will he do this? How will he do this? Isaiah 43, verse number 19. Isaiah 43, verse number 19. This is what he says. He says, I will even make a road in the wilderness. Are you listening? God can make a road in your wilderness. Wilderness, you know what is a wilderness? A wilderness says there's dryness all around. There is no way. You are trapped. There is no food. There is no provision. There is no pleasure. There is no joy. There is no peace. There is no vegetation. There is no life. Hey, baby, it's all over. Curse God and die. But he says, I will make a way in the wilderness. Amidst the driest place you can imagine. Amidst a place where there is no life. He says, I'll make a way. I'll make a way. God can make a way even when there is no way. You know why? Because he said, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life. And listen, more abundantly. God just doesn't do sufficient. He is more than enough. God just doesn't give enough. He gives more than enough. He's about to do something new, brothers and sisters. I don't know how it is because it's slowly unfolding. You cannot see it. It's silent, but one thing I know, it's certain. It's going to happen. It must happen. According to his word, he'll make a way. The first thing I want you to know, he'll make a way. He'll make a way. They say a boor mak a plan, but God makes the way. Are you listening to me? God will make the way. God will make a way. However you've come to your dead end, however you've come, seen so much of trouble, listen, God will make a way. God will make a way. Come on, I want you to say it aloud. God will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Listen, the doctor may not be able to make the way. Your banker will not be able to make the way. Actually, both the banker and the doctor, they're standing in the way. But I know somebody who can make the way. He's called the way maker. Are you listening? He is known as the way maker. Somebody shout, way maker. He is the way maker. God will make the way where there is no way, even if it's in the driest part of life. You're doomed to fail and die a miserable death. I've got good news for you. God will make a way. God will make a way. Everybody said you're going to die. Everybody said you are useless. You are no good. This is the end. There's no help for this fella. There's no hope left. The good news is, Jesus is that way. He'll make a way in the driest, deadest part of life. Secondly, it says, and he'll create rivers in the desert. Now, you know, in any desert in life, you're always looking for an oasis because it's dry. You're looking for water. That is why in the Middle East or in dry places, they have camels. Camels have the ability to, they created with storage capacity. So they can go with days They don't need any water. They don't need access to any water. Unfortunately, you are not a camel. You may be smoking camel. I hope you give it up. Listen, God will create streams in thirsty places where there's no water. He'll create the water. He'll provide for you. He'll quench your thirst. He can do that. He can do that. Brothers and sisters, I want to plead with you this morning. God can create that river. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus told the lady at the well, you know the water I'm talking about. Listen, the water I'm talking about. If you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. Are you listening? Only God can. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. How does he do his new thing? He makes a road in the wilderness. He's a waymaker. And he causes streams to quench our thirst. Brothers and sisters, our prospects of tomorrow, I don't know what people have told you. People have told us that our country is going to ruin. It's fruitless. We have fruitcakes running the country. The future is bleak, dark, dreary. Negative. I don't know what your doctor has told you. I don't know what your banker has told you. I don't know what your baker told you. In these days, even the baker is funny. I don't know the last time you went to the baker, maybe the cakes are not up to standard. I don't know what your parents have told you. I don't know what your children have told you. You may be living with the prospect of great and more difficulty. But I want you to know, amidst all of that, God is with us. You may have perplexing issues. That's what I wanted to say. You may have perplexing issues. It is complex. Your status is complicated. But listen. 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 I want you to listen. God is about to do a new thing. A road in the desert. Streams, springs in the wasteland. In the driest, deadest part of your life. Water to quench your thirst. Brothers and sisters, let me conclude. You see, when you start to sow, when you are in your worst phase of your life, when you're going through difficult phases, darkness, if you sow darkness, I want you to know this is the law of life, you'll reap darkness. If you sow negativity, you'll reap negativity. If you sow dreariness, you'll reap dreariness. If you sow pain, you will reap pain. But God is about to do something new. So you start to sow newness, you'll reap newness. You start to sow faith, you'll reap greater reward. Are you listening? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Listen to me, another thing the Bible says. The Bible says to obey is better than to sacrifice. Listen, if you sow obedience, you'll get greater reward. Are you listening to me this morning? So it's about time that you rearranged your mind and got your mind connected with divine intelligence, aligned with Him, and not to make your past the measure for your future. Are you listening? Are you listening this morning, church? Somebody is about to break through into new things this morning. Somebody is about to experience a massive road in the wilderness. Somebody is about to taste the rivers of living water. I'm saying rivers of living water. Somebody is about to taste rivers of living water. Somebody in the house this morning, I want you to realign yourself with divine intelligence. Come into a place of compliance. Do not forever make the mistake, a cardinal, serious mistake, of making the past the measure for your future. I want you to raise your hands towards heaven. Let's pray. Let's pray. I want to say to you this morning, this church is about to experience new things. There's something supernatural beginning to happen. There's something strange, divinely strange. It's business unusual. I want to say to you this morning, it's business unusual. God is about to do something fresh. Newness speaks of freshness. Newness speaks of something unprecedented. We've never experienced this thing before because we've never passed this way before. Brothers and sisters, I have good news for you this morning. Even as you raise your hands towards heaven, I want you to stand. I want you to stand this morning. I want you to stand this morning. I want you to stand. Raise your hands towards heaven. Raise your hands towards heaven. I want you to know that we have a Father in heaven. He knows your name. He knows your name.